First up, the Republican National Convention has wrapped up and officially nominated incumbent President Donald Trump for another term in office. His running mate, incumbent Vice President Mike Pence, was officially nominated on Wednesday night. Like the Democratic National Convention the week before, the Republican event took place over 4 days, and it was more virtual than usual, thanks to the social distancing guidelines of the coronavirus pandemic. But 6 delegates from each state and territory, for a total of 336 people, did attend the event's kickoff Monday in Charlotte, North Carolina. President Trump and Vice President Pence were there as well. Speakers this week have included current and former political leaders, supporters of the president and his policies, with the goal of highlighting President Trump as the best choice for voters in 2020 and speaking out against his political rival, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. In that way, the event was a direct opposite to what the Democrats did last week. One thing both parties are hoping for from their conventions is a bump in the polls, a jolt of voter support for their candidate. The voters get their say in the presidential election on November 3rd.